What if you only had six words to tell your story? For instance, wasn't born redhead, fix that. Wasn't born redhead, fix that. Six. Or like Carrie Bradshaw, only in suburbs. This is the challenge from the online literary publication Smith Magazine. They promote storytelling, but are now best known for their wildly popular six-word memoirs. So many that the site has published several books, and they hold readings around the country. We asked you for some of yours. We got a ton. George Arnold writes, business, pleasure, sometimes shaken, sometimes stirred. Michael's is work, layoffs, repeat. Start business, recession. Caroline Stevenson writes, keep on going, it gets better. You can see them all at herenow.org, add your own. And joining us from the NPR studios in New York, Larry Smith, the founder and editor-in-chief of Smith Magazine, and Rachel Fertilizer, the magazine's senior editor. Rachel, start with you. How did the six-word memoir get started?
It comes originally from this Ernest Hemingway legend that he was challenged in a bar bet, where all important literature begins, to write a novel in just six words.
Is that true, by the way?
No one really knows. Yeah. It's likely apocryphal, but we certainly didn't make it up. It's documented all over the place, but I've not been able to find a primary source.
And by the way, what did he write?
For sale, baby shoes, never worn.
Oh, powerful.
Right.
It has an arc.
And so that idea of telling a narrative in only six words had been around a little bit, but we're living in this totally confessional age with memoirs and blogs and reality TV, and it just seemed like the time to take this classic concept and give it a twist for the personal story of your true own life.
Right.
And it turns out it's a fun, silly thing, but so much of it is intense. Something like, ex-wife and contractor now have house.
Mom's Alzheimer's, she forgets, I remember.
Wedding dress lasted longer than husband.
Wait, I'm counting. You know, I find myself counting.
As do
while
we.
You do them, yeah. Well, here's what we're going to do. We asked you who've seen thousands of these, to take a look at our website. And here's some of the ones that resonated for you. Again, you've seen a lot of these. So you liked Wendy's. Hers is career without degree, childless, lesbian, 40.
And I like that because, well, for starters, you do see a whole life, a narrative arc. And, you know, it doesn't it kind of seem like more than six words? But in fact, it's just six words. And you learn a lot about Wendy.
Well, and there's pathos in this one. This is from Robbie R. Family business, textiles, gone, wasted life. Yeesh.
Right. And that's so personal to him. But at the same time, it's also kind of zeitgeisty, right? I mean, we're looking around the world at what's happening to people's careers and to these industries we've had in the country for centuries and sort of looking toward the future. So I think that's what's really going to resonate for a lot of people.
Yeah. So those are the six-word memoirs. And we understand you started a six-word memoir site for teenagers. Now, this seems to make so much sense because they're already tweeting so much. So they're used to doing 140 characters. Is that what you're finding?
I think in general, you know, for the people who wrote for our six-word memoir projects originally, the idea of telling personal stories on the internet and then in published books and then some of them on national television, you know, was like this really brave step. And for these 16-year-olds who've grown up in our confessional culture, it's just second nature. So they were already coming home and writing on their live journals or going on their Facebook or telling, you know, their friends in IM. So there was already this sense that's like, of course we share our personal stuff online. Of course all those pictures of my birthday party are going to be up on Flickr. It was really natural to them. And instead of writing one six-word memoir about their whole lives, we have this community of teens who come home after school, log in and use the site for several hours. They'll write 300 stories about one day. And then they comment on each other's and they favorite it. And it's like, it's a kind of diary for them. And I think it's a really beautiful thing. And now they're sharing with each other. They're sharing with kids in Australia and New Zealand and Singapore. And, you know, one kid writes a six-word memoir about finding out her dad is gay. And instead of feeling like she's the only person in the world with this problem, 5 seconds later, a kid writes from another continent and says, that happened to me too. So it's really valuable, I think, both as a storytelling tool and just as a service to these young people.
Well, and it's also a live show. We know you do a tour every year, 5 or 7 cities, live events. You have meetups. You have people meet up, do this on their own at cafes and such. What's that like at a live event? I have a very brief time on stage, you know, six words.
you know, it's a book reading, and I think people are expecting one person to come stand at the microphone for 10 minutes, but you can't really do that with a six-word memoir book. So we started thinking of other things to do. So we'll read some, we'll talk about the project, we'll show pictures, and then we'll do a six-word slam at the end. And that became the heart and soul of the book tours and of everything we do, to see a person stand up in a crowded room, come up to the microphone, they say, you know, sperm too potent, now have triplets. And a room full of people laughs and relates. And it's like some cross between, you know, an AA meeting and a comedy show and a support group. It's a really beautiful thing.
The live events very much mirror the feeling that we're trying to create on the site. Inclusivity, populism, participation.
Quick questions. Our listener, Doug, had his. His was analog man in a digital world. Love that. But he had a question. What's the difference between a six-word memoir and an epitaph?
You know, a lot of people have said that they want to use their six-word memoir on a gravestone. A lot of people have given us that classic gravestone, I told you I was sick, which is six words. We also think of it as it could be the title of your autobiography. It could be the name of the film of your life. You know, I mean, I guess the difference is that it's living and changing. So it doesn't have to be the one final thing you would say about your entire life, because people do six-word memoirs on parenthood, six-word memoirs on food, six-word memoirs on the environment. So there's a lot of facets of each of us. And I think it's nice that you can use any part you want of that for your six-word memoir.
It is pretty fun sometimes when you get a six-word memoir, especially from someone we all know or most of us know, that feels like the whole life story. So Mario Batali, the celebrity chef, wrote his life story in six words. Brought it to a boil often.
Brought it.
It's the whole. It's the whole Batali story. You can read his whole biography about Mario Batali. But brought it to a boil often. That is Mario Batali's six-word memoir. Yeah. Gloria Steinem wrote in six words: "Life is one big editorial meeting."
That is great.
And it's nice to see. You know, some people choose something more all-encompassing, and some people choose one tiny little sliver of life that then can relate to the whole thing. So, you know, never should have bought that ring, clearly is about a failed relationship. But I think there's also this sense of regret or of going the wrong direction or of wondering what if, and, you know, what could be more all-inclusive of life than that?
And, you know, your six-word memoirs really change as your life's changed. I know I just had a child, so inevitably my whole world is through this little 8-pound creature. And I've been doing six-word memoirs like, was a pinky, now a pacifier. Or parenting, colon, idiot, expert, idiot, expert, idiot. And I wrote one, so much crying, the baby too. And that's my life right now. And that will change as his life changed and my life changed. But you, I can tell this story of my life as a new parent in six words. You can tell so many different versions of the story of your life as it changes.
Rachel, do you have one?
Sure. Well, so we've done a couple of different books, and it was fun to watch how it changed for us. In the first book, mine was bespectacled, besneakered, read and ran around. I am still bespectacled and besneakered, come to think of it. But then we did a book on love, and I wrote, I finally threw away his toothbrush, which I guess has changed because the one that I wrote this year was achieved impossible trifecta, job, apartment, boyfriend.
Oh, congratulations. That's Rachel Ferschleiser with Larry Smith, the minds behind Smith Magazine and the sixth word memoir phenomenon. We'll link you up to them, and also we'll accept your six word memoirs at hearnow.org. Larry, Rachel, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.